evening to you. I'd like to invite Sohani for the next question.
Thank you, Jennifer. Abhisarai Pandey. My question is, sometimes there are circumstances, or maybe most of the time, in where we have to kind of participate in fairly unwholesome acts, like you know it is going to create a lot of defilements in our lay life. So how does one live kind of, isolate yourself from that situation? You have to go along, you have to please the other members, but you know, you don't want to, but how does one do that? Can you please advise?
Yeah. So actually, that is where the, even today's discussion is quite valuable, because we can't every time live alone. We have to live with others. We have to be with others. We have to coordinate with others. So on such situation, how we as a person operate. So sometimes the situation is that we have to operate as a person. We have to sometimes advise another person. We have to play our role. We probably have to play an administrative role. So those are also there. But on the other hand, sometimes we have to surrender. We have to accept someone else's view. We have to accept someone else's view better than our view. So likewise, we have to be in a very grounded, truthful, honest kind of a mental setup. Then I feel we can coordinate. Because most of the time why conflicts happen is because we as a person want to highlight ourselves. We probably have a particular view and we want to win that view. And we don't want to listen to another person. We don't have even time or space for another person. And we can't even understand their view. And we don't understand their emotions. But on the other hand, when we develop a fair amount of mindfulness, so we start reading others. So that is something beautiful. Because we start reading ourselves, we start looking at our own thoughts, our own emotions. And as a result of that, we get more understanding about ourselves. And it leads even to understand another person. So we first has used ourselves as a kind of a mechanism, as a tool to recognize, to develop our mind. And then that understanding can be applicable even to understand another person. So then it is quite easy how another person is operating, how another person would take various views, how another person's mind may pick up various defilements depending on the situation. So likewise, these situations, these conditions are probable to arouse various defilements. Now say for example, when you are in a conversation with another person, if you are able to be mindful about your own mind, your own defilements, then you can apply that understanding to the other person as well. So if he is in such kind of a situation, if he is in such kind of a discussion, then that person's mind also is probable to have those defilements. And he, if he is not mindful, he may subject to those defilements, he may undergo those defilements, he become a victim of those defilements. Now, when we understand that now he is under the influence of defilements, probably, rather than taking it personally, how about looking at it in that angle? Okay, this person, due to various and conditions, now he is under the influence of defilements. He couldn't understand that. He simply have become a victim of those defilements. Now, that is the actual situation now every time happens. Either we become a victim of defilements, or either another person becoming a victim of defilements. So, but unfortunate thing is, rather than recognizing defilements as defilements, we take things personally. We consider, okay, I am here, I am a person. He is there, he is a person. So we are putting this person into the picture, I into the picture. Now the situation is very difficult. But if we are able to recognize, okay, these are the defilements operating. A person is not mindful about it. His mind is not capable of recognizing them. His mind is not capable of withdrawn from the defilements. Rather, the mind become a victim of defilements. So then actually we are in a good position. So likewise, if we are able to understand the situation and put ours, understand from their point of view, I think we can cope up with the situation.
Yes, Pandit. Thank you.
Yeah.
Teruvan, sir.
Teruvan Sannai.